It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Welcome to our annual Christmas literacy edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. All morning long, it's our pick of what we believe are some of the best books for children this holiday season. For your chance to win each and every book that we feature this morning, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now, like us there now, and look for the Enter to Win icon. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app like Spotify or Podcast One and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. We begin our annual Christmas literacy edition of Sunday Morning Magazine with author June Sobel. The title of the book is Santa and the Good Night Train. It's our pleasure to welcome June Sobel to the show. Good morning, June. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. You too.
Now, I understand that your son, when he was 18 months old, he kind of inspired your whole career as an author and helped you get your first book published. How true is that?
That is absolutely true. And I remember us driving in the car, and all of a sudden, he said the word big trucks. And I never taught him that. I don't know where he got it. But from then on, he was obsessed with construction.
All right. Look at that. So that's a good lead into my next question, because I sense a theme here. We have trains, trucks, bulldozers, pirates. These are some of your books, and they all are leaning towards boys. Is that
Yes.
something that you did on purpose as an author?
Yes, because you know what I did? I wrote the books I couldn't find.
All right. And explain.
And, you know, whatever my son, who has just turned 28, was obsessed with, I would get every book on the subject, and there were certain holes in the market, and I always dreamed of writing children's books. So I ended up writing the books I couldn't find.
And so let's talk about that in the gap between boys and literacy, because I'm sure that must have been a factor for you as a mom.
Yes. I mean, it was reading is always very important to me. I mean, I was reading to him from the moment he was born. And I remember my mother coming into the room and saying, "Who are you talking to?" I said, "I'm talking to the baby."
Okay, good. So, and that's something that we should tell parents, or that we should encourage young parents to do, or new first-time parents to do, is that reading is really important.
Yes. And in fact, you know, I remember at my baby shower, I was given a book, Richard Scarry's Best Word Book Ever, by a woman who had older children. And I thought to myself, why is she giving me a book at a baby shower? But once I, you know, had a child, I realized just how important that was as his primary, you know, literacy.
Right. So let me ask you this now. The series, this book that we're going to talk about, is part of a series that focuses on trains.
Yes.
Tell me how this series got its start.
Well, it got a very interesting start. I was in New York City visiting my parents with my son. We left New York City on a stormy Saturday night, and our airplane, 10 minutes in the air, was struck by lightning.
What?
It was like a gunshot. It was just one of the scariest moments of my life, and good thing I wasn't sitting on the side of the plane with the fireball.
Because... Oh.
So anyway, so we returned to Kennedy Airport, and both of us, my son, we were so freaked out that I said, "I am not getting on a plane to go home. We're going to take the train."
All right, so look at that.
Everybody thought we were crazy. My husband thought we were crazy. My parents, my sisters, just get back on the plane. Because the reality is, no plane has ever been brought down by lightning. But when the plane landed, there was like a hole or something in the side of it, and the men were pointing on the ground.
Wow, look at that. Now, that's quite a story. So let me ask you this as well, because, you know, my son, when he was very small, my son is 15 years old now, my
right.
oldest son, is that he loved trains. You know, we had train tables, we had all the Thomas trains, we had train
right.
sets. What is it about boys and trains?
I don't know, because we had, like, I remember a mat on, we had all the Brio trains, we had like a mat on the ground, you know, one of these like mats with a whole train track on it. I don't really know that. I think boys love things that move.
Well, you've captured some of the magic because you have three books. Now, let's talk about this new book. It's Santa and the Good Night Train, which is part of this series, the third book in the series. Tell
yes.
us about this book.
Okay, so, you know, the two books, the Good Night Train has been extremely successful. So the publisher wanted to, you know, create a series. And as we're moving forward, we're trying to think, you know, what can you do next? And I always thought about, you know, you always think of like a train around a Christmas tree, and there's always Santa on a train, like in a mall. You know, there's something, there's some sort of connection between Santa and trains, and I think it's because that's the way he'd help deliver gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so I decided to, you know, attempt Santa and the Goodnight Train, and it was, you know, I look at it now and I love it, but it was an extremely difficult book to write.
And how so? Why do you think it was so difficult for you?
Every book I write is very difficult because they're usually less than 350 words. They have to rhyme precisely and they have to serve the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I will sit there for like 3 weeks and, you know, I'm writing, but nothing's really good. And then the last week, it all comes together, some sort of magic.
All right. Well, I love how humble you are, because this is an awesome book, and it's one of the books that we selected for our 2019 Christmas Literacy Edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. For a complete list, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, and one of our listeners will get a chance to win every book that we feature. Just head to our Facebook page and look for the Enter to Win icon. So let's talk more about this book, if you will. Now, again, this is a series. It's the third book in the series. So you've worked with the illustrator. What's that working relationship like, and what was it like to see her pictures played out in a Christmas theme?
Oh, it absolutely magical. You know, an editor I once worked with said there's like an alchemy between an author and an illustrator, because I think if I personally illustrated the books, I would be very literal. Mm-hmm. But the illustrator brings like a whole nother visual story to my words.
All right, good. And so this book, the cover is very glittery. I'm sure you approve of that.
I love the glitter.
Very shiny. So it's a really great story told in rhyme, as you mentioned earlier.
Yes, and children love rhyme.
So this is our Christmas literacy edition of the show. Why is Christmas time such a good time for parents to think about giving their child a book along with or instead of a toy?
Because a book is something you can do over and over again, especially a picture book, because a picture book is one of the few books that become part of like a family's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody remembers their childhood books. Maybe if you asked me what book I read last week, I couldn't tell you. But there's something about books that you grow up with that really stays with you your whole life. And then even, you know, when you grow up and have a child, you might want to read that book to your child.
Mm-hmm. So it becomes a tradition. Good point. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, June, if they would like to find out what's coming up next from you, how can they find out more? And I'm sure you're going to give us some insight right now, right?
Yes, junesobel.com.
All right. And what's next for you, June Sobel? What can we expect from you next?
I've started a new series for the publisher called Tow Truck Joe. Once again, more boy books.
Mm-hmm.
Tow Truck Joe just came out in September, but the book I'm really excited about will be coming out for next Halloween, called Tow Truck Joe Trick or Treat, and it's my first pop-up book. Like, you know, you flip the pages with all different scenes, and then I just finished, believe it or not, the lead time is so long, a book for 2021 called Tow Truck Joe Makes a Splash, and it's a summertime theme book.
Now, I have to thank you personally, from the father of two boys. Thank you so much for writing books for boys. We really do appreciate it as parents.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you, June. Thanks so much for taking time to talk to us, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
We've been speaking to June Sobel. Again, the title of the book is Santa and the Goodnight Train.